In a city filled with world-class museums, the Morgan has always stood out because it remains essentially a library. And what a library it is. The Morgan Library was founded by financier J. Pierpont Morgan to house his growing collection of rare prints and drawings and medieval manuscripts and bindings, including prized illuminated manuscripts, jewel-encrusted gospels, and three Gutenberg Bibles. The Gutenberg Bible is the first book printed from movable type. The library also has an extraordinary collection of autographed and annotated librettian scores from Beethoven, Brahms, Chopin, Mahler, Mozart, and Verdi. But director Charles Peirce says the library also has some more recent wonders from the world of music.
We have the little piece of paper in which he wrote Blowing in the Wind. The other Bob Dylan song that we have is a manuscript of It Ain't Me, Babe.
With the expansion, the Morgan's exhibition space has been doubled and the word museum has been added to the institution's full name. But the importance of books remains central. A new reading room is located under a translucent roof structure to allow scholars to examine manuscripts in natural light.
This combination of significant new gallery space and state-of-the-art reading room truly underscores the dual mission of the Morgan as both a library and a museum. And it allows us to pursue this mission as we have never done before.
The new design integrates three historic buildings, including the Morgan Mansion, with pavilions of steel and glass connected by a four-story atrium. Renowned architect Renzo Piano has received high praise for the building, which is his first New York commission.
We always wanted to create a place where we can find a balance between the serenity, the calm, the silence you need for meditation, for research, for study, and in the same time without forgetting that you're in the middle of chaotic life of the city.
Much of the expansion is not visible because Piano has built down, not just up, creating a storage vault for the 350,000 object collection in New York's bedrock.
First, we got to put in a safe environment a few hundred thousand rare books. You know, the safest way to do it is to put them in the Rock of Manhattan.
The Morgan is showing off its collection with an inaugural exhibit of some of its most prized objects, including rare printed books, medieval altar vessels of gold and silver, and drawings by Gainsborough, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Picasso, Raphael, Rembrandt, and Rubens. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.